Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whatever you are. It's morning where I am, 7:53 to be exact. I'm just sitting here at home listening to Other Ear. My husband's one man band. You can check them out on YouTube at Other Ear Music. Well, that's not his tag, but that's what you would search for. It's actually youtube.com/everythingsalwaysnothing. It is high quality listening material. So both of my kids are home from school today, sick. One of them's throwing up, one of them's playing hooky. I called the school and told them. The girl was like, oh, too much Easter candy? She's got an accent. And I said, no. I thought that might be the deal with one of them, but I don't, one of them's got a fever, so I think they're really sick. And I kind of feel like really stupid for saying that, but not as stupid as I feel for saying what I did last night in front of my father-in-law. Oof. So we had a visit from them last night, and his brother and his wife are so rich. They inherited a bunch of land and a house that's really old, and they restored it to the original farmhouse, made it so tasty. No telling how many hundreds of thousands they put into all this. No telling. I'm still in shock over it. But then, they decided they're not close enough to town, which is Austin, Texas. And they're older, and they want to sell the house and move closer to town. But they just got the damn house. And it's like, they were all about preserving the house and keeping grandma's land and la-di-da, la-di-do. But it's in the middle of nowhere, Texas, Flatonia, Texas. And anyhow, my mother-in-law, she's rich and is all about being rich. But she doesn't, like, bless us or anything like that. She has helped us, but not money-wise, you know. Not like she helps her other kids. Because we're cat scraps, right? Well, where was I going? Oh, yeah. So she starts to tell me, oh, yeah, Rick and Connie have listed their house. And I'm just like, they just got their house in order. What? And she's like, yeah, they've listed their house at $600,000-something. And I said, that's gross. And then I said, again. I did it twice, y'all. I was so embarrassed after they left. I said I shouldn't have done that. But sometimes, actually all the time, I talk. It's just rolling off my mouth. I'm not thinking before I speak. And if you know me, you love me. To love me is to know me. I do not think before I speak. And I have some weird things to say. But that's probably why I don't have much association with people. I don't know how to be around people. But I bleated. I legit said, bleh. And the room silenced. I mean, you know what their ride home must have been like? How bad they must have been talking about me? Oh my God. And then my son threw a fit. Because of something really petty. I don't even remember what it was. Anyway, he threw a huge fit and embarrassed everybody. And of course, my father-in-law's like, we would have got a spanking, blah, 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 blah. But my son thinks differently than you do, and he thinks differently than I do, and I'm not going to spank him. I don't want to be spanked for thinking differently. I think differently. I shouldn't have got spankings when I did, and I told him that, and he didn't say anything, but, you know, I am right. And my mother-in-law just wanted to aggravate him more and get his nerves going, get him trying to get him to pay attention to her, you know, by interacting and mocking him, basically. But that just wasn't going to work. He's a hard kid to deal with. And I love my father and mother-in-law so much, but they just don't understand how hard he really is or how life really is, how things really are, because they have that luxury of not having to deal with real life. And I'm good for y'all. You know, I love you, but good for y'all. I'll never know that, and that's not my fault. It's because I haven't had huge inheritances, and help along the way because of who I am, because of who my parents are, because my grandmother was poor, because my grandfather was a gambler. I heard he gambled some land away and lost it. That's another story, but I don't know. And I feel like I'm just a freaking mess of all these genes and vibrations, and it's weird who we really are at our core. Anyway, how did I get there? I said ooh two times in front of normal people. Normal people. My father-in-law is the mayor of his city. Normal people. I am not normal. Anyway, I don't figure they'll be coming over for a while. We had an alright Easter. Violet's been sick over the weekend. She's had a fever. We ended up not dyeing eggs again, but we did dye eggs last weekend and go to an egg hunt. So I feel like we've had enough Easter for 1 year. The kids got some nice stuff from my father-in-law, mother-in-law, from the Easter Bunny, from my aunt, from my grandma. They're really blessed. They really, really are. But that is no excuse to keep eating candy the way we have. I've got to stop. I shouldn't have ate so much candy this year. I'm going to stop today because it's all gone. No tasties in this house. We're back down to the get you real stuff. Oh, my word, people. I'm having a hard time thinking. It's like I went blank after I visited my mom the other day. I actually did blog the 13th episode before this one, but it didn't post because I did it from my computer, and I don't know how to do Anchor from my computer properly. But that went okay. I got horrible anxiety, though. I could not stand up. I started getting sweaty. My blood pressure was through the roof. I was in pain from standing, and I could have just asked for a chair, I guess. And there was a chair on the other side of the room, but there was also another resident in the room, and I didn't want to take her chair. She was asleep, but honestly, there was some kind of pad that I seen her laying on one day over there, and they hooked her up to it. I guess that's how they move her, and I didn't want to sit there. It just grossed me out, you know? I didn't want to sit there. I don't know that lady. And then Dylan, oh my God, he's like, has to doo-doo all of a sudden. And there's the tiniest bathroom on the other side of the room where the resident who's sleeping is. And I have to take him in there. And he can't get up on the toilet. So I pick him up, put him on the toilet. If you know me, you know I ain't down with doo-doo. And this was just... Ugh, I had to wipe him with toilet paper that was just so cheap. I don't even have to explain about cheap toilet paper. I use wipes on my kids, especially. Because I can't handle it. And I wetted the toilet paper down with it. Cleaned him up. Thankfully, he didn't have to doo-doo. We made it home safely, and I'm sorry I told you that. So, as soon as we got home, Violet got sick as a dog. And I'm talking 103 fever, puking. And then she's been sick all week. But she's okay. She don't have fever anymore, and her stomach's just a little upset. We have medicine for all that, so she's doing okay. Dylan wanted to stay home from school, too. He can't go without Violet. They'll come as a pair. Anyway. What's a Texan cat say? Meowdy. Okay, Sharona, I love you. You're probably the only person that listens to this. I'm going to quit talking now. It's been nearly 10 minutes. What? Raw dogging. I love y'all. I love you, Sharona. Bye.